America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stolfo.
Have you ever purchased anything or used a service on Craigslist?
Yes.
Okay, so you have. So you're familiar
I
with
have.
How? All right, so you can get anything on Craigslist from an old mop to an afternoon romp in a casual encounter if you want. You can get anything you want.
All right, true.
So these are job listings that were found on Craigslist Los Angeles. Hello, Los Angeles.
Oh, boy.
All right, the first one, how about this? Smoke buddy in Los Angeles. Looking
a
for
smoke buddy?
A smoke buddy. Looking for a cool girl to hang with a few times a week. 420 friendly. Go out to eat or just sit around the house and watch Netflix. Get paid $5 an hour. Pretty good deal. I'm a guy in my 20s. If you can roll, that's a plus. Text 555 whatever if you are interested. Wow. You know,
wow,
if you have some spare
right.
time, and if you're a 420-er, this could be the guy of your dreams. That's amazing.
$5
right?
an hour, huh?
Yes.
You're willing to pay for it. All
so,
right.
Now, I wonder who's actually going to purchase the 420 material. Is this guy bringing it? Because if not, I mean, all of a sudden, the whole cost structure is out of whack. Because the $5 an hour is not going to cover that. But
Is it like BYOW?
Yes. Yes. Look at you. Wow.
Mm.
All right. Here's the next one. Hiring three ugly guys for dating video, either fat, short, or etc.
Really?
$100. We are hiring three ugly guys aged between 18 and 30 for an online promotion for a dating instruction company. This is for the entire day. You must be comfortable and willing to be on camera to take instruction and approach women. No experience necessary. However, you must be ugly. Ugly is in caps. We'd love a super fat guy and or a very short guy, and so we want to show that our methods really work. Compensation, $100 for the entire day from 10 to 7, lunch provided. Please send a clear picture to prove your ugliness.
Wow.
Now, you know what? Your self-esteem takes a big hit here, because if you're even going to submit the resume and the photo, you're admitting that, yes, I believe I am ugly. Right?
That's like vain in like the totally opposite direction.
You know what's sad, though? You know there's probably some unemployed actor somewhere in Los Angeles right now who hasn't had a gig in like 5-6 months, really, and is about to literally get tossed out of his apartment. He's not going to be able to earn enough money, so he's going to lose his health insurance through the union. It's all going to happen. So he's going to think, yeah, I am ugly. That's why things aren't working out. And he's going to try to get this job.
That's true. He's going to be like, well, it's $100.
$100. At $100? Wait, you know what? You're working from 10 till 7 for $100? I'd rather go for $5.
Poor guy.
I'd rather go toke up with the other guy for $5 an hour. At least you're going to have a good
kidding.
Time with him.
I'd rather take the $5 an hour.
Right.
I think.
And he's throwing in the Netflix. Who knows what you can watch in that? How about
wow.
this one? A ramen noodle taster for, let's see, ramen noodle tasters paid for an entire hour. Your job is to taste a variety of ramen noodles for an upcoming expose on said product. How can you expose ramen noodles? What, they're bad? If that's the case, I don't want to eat this anyway. You will be asked to eat noodles for a 1 hour period, and you will be compensated $40 for that hour. So,
do you have to constantly eat noodles for the hour, or are they just in 1 hour going to provide you with a couple of samples?
No, I think you're going to be eating the whole time. I don't know. Are they trying to see whether or not you can stomach to eat ramen noodles for an entire hour? I don't know.
Oh.
The way it's written as if you will be eating for the entire hour.
That's a lot of sodium.
Right. It's like there's like 800 milligrams in sodium in one of those packages anyway, if not more than that. So you can walk out of there with high blood pressure and all kinds of stuff, and you're not going to be able to kind of move things for 4 or 5 days afterwards, if you know what I mean. That's too many noodles at one time. For $40, too, that's ridiculous. All right, one more.
Yeah.
How about this? A grill fixer. Our grill works, but the burners are not going full blast. We just had a full tank of propane. It's almost gone way too fast. I know I have turned it off after each use. My best guess is there is a leak, but ideally I can get someone over here to look at it and fix it. If it can't be reasonably fixed, I'll give you $15 for your time.
Oh, $15,
so,
huh?
15. I live in Venice Beach. That's a schlep from downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah,
first
I don't
of all.
Think that's close to LA, right?
No. $15 to go check this guy's grill out.
Mm.
Here's the other thing with Craigslist. How do you know you're really going over there to check somebody's grill. This could be a dangerous situation.
You don't. No. It could be a trap.
Right.
It's a trap. Like, give me a break.
Wow.
I swear. These
nope.
people.
We should send you over there. Hey, that's Christina Staffo. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, you know, I like this.
I know how to fix a grill.
Buy a
new one.
See, we could do like our own Dateline NBC sting type things.
Oh, no? So funny.
You know, with Chris Hansen, the whole thing, and send you in there
to
fix the grill.
Oh, my God. All the people, the cameras rush in when the guy's like nude, sitting on the friggin' stool, waiting for the 15-year-old to come out with the cookies. Right.
Do you know he turned us down to be on the show? I swear to God.
He did?
Yes, he put some book out.
That would have been a good interview.
And I don't know why, because I was going to kid around about that, and maybe I let it be known to the wrong people, but he turned us down. I never told you this. This was like 2 or 3 months ago. It's like, you know, it's Chris Hansen. Huh. Does he really have that much going on now? Come on, Chris. We're here to help you out, but he said
no. Yeah, seriously. We're going to help you.
Exactly. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 1997, producer Aaron Spelling hired Hunter Tylo to star as a sexy vixen in the TV series Melrose Place. But on the first day of shooting, Tylo revealed she was pregnant, and Spelling fired her. Then Tylo filed a $5 million pregnancy discrimination suit. In court, Spelling argued that her character was to strut in a bikini while seducing married men, difficult while heavy with child. So, who won this jury trial? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
When actress Hunter Tylo took the stand, she looked radiant and sexy, then revealed she was currently 7 months pregnant. She won the $5 million. And that's the final verdict.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The website for chemical given to farm hogs says Paleen is technology at work for modern pork producers. Paleen results in an increase of high-value lean cuts of meat and pork carcasses. The active ingredient, ractopamine hydrochloride, which the label says is not for use in humans, can cause increased heart rate, dilation of blood vessels, and reduced testicular size, according to studies. When we eat this commercial pork, we're also digesting any chemical meat infused with Paleen. Paleen's own maker warns that human heart disease patients ought to avoid any exposure to Paleen, while Paleen workers are advised to wash themselves thoroughly immediately following handling. Since four meat companies now control some 80% of all pork slaughtered, maybe avoiding chemical meats may be as easy as going organic. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.